Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about seven daily behaviors conscientious people avoid.
Right.
That's the title of this article written by Carolyn Beaton. She's a journalist that writes for Psychology Today, and these are great.
They're so great.
Yeah.
I sent this to my children.
Did you?
They range in age from 18 to 24.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, take a look at these guys, because there's really good advice in here.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, what the idea is that these are characteristics or traits that people who are conscientious or mindful or just aware,
right,
that they don't do, that they avoid.
These are, and that's important.
Right.
Things that conscientious people avoid doing.
Yeah.
Okay? And the first one is?
They don't do these things. They don't buy stuff on a whim.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, and let me say this first. I think a lot of these things are going to be obvious, but people still do them.
That's right.
I was talking to my son the other day, and we were talking about some relationship stuff and everything, and he was saying, you know, I just don't understand why some people just don't know these things,
mm-hmm.
And I was explaining to him, it's not necessarily that they don't know them.
Right.
It's that they don't always keep them in their mind so that they act on them or that they make decisions accordingly. Mm-hmm. So they say things and do things that they shouldn't do that they know is going to cause problems and that happens. And this is going to be some of these things.
It's a good, these are good examples. We know that we shouldn't. We know that I've had discussions about budgets.
Right.
You know, say, you know, everybody's on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually, everybody's on a budget. I mean, if you're a sheik in Saudi Arabia and you own oil wells, maybe you're not on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
But most people are. Even if you make $500,000 a year, that's your budget. You can't buy something for $12 billion if you only make $500,000 a year.
I really wanted that island, though.
Right, you might want it, but you don't. $500,000 isn't going to get it for you. A million isn't going to get it for you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so you don't want to buy things on a whim.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Dang.
But hey, you better now?
Oh, much better.
Those are little wimpy sneezes, though.
Well, yes, they're on. They should be. Because
they're well controlled.
They've been broadcast.
Unfortunately, if I sneeze, we would have to
restart. Cover the computer.
We'd have to restart. Right. And nobody would ever know because we'd have to start from the beginning again.
So we'd have to edit the whole thing.
That's right.
Yes. But so don't buy things on a whim.
Right.
They don't walk through stores and, oh, I think I need that and I need that. No, they don't do that.
Yeah.
They live within their means.
Yeah. Now, I really like this next one. They don't take mental notes.
Mm.
Now, and that may be counterintuitive, but it's so important because instead of taking mental notes, they just write it down.
That's right. They know that they can't count on their memory.
Memory is finite.
They don't mind saying, you know, what do most people do? Oh, I can remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I can remember. No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So write it down.
Yeah. Yeah, I have people that come in. I have patients that come in and they, you know, they have... I asked them, you know, mm-hmm. how's this week going? You know, what do you have planned and everything? And well, I have a meeting then and a meeting then. And I think I'm supposed to be here on this day. And I was like, well, do you have it all written down and everything? I'll just remember. And sure enough, of course, they miss dates and they miss meetings and they miss things. Write it down.
Right.
You know, just don't. Your memory may be fantastic,
mm-hmm.
but don't rely on it. To the point where you're going to end up missing things. You know, write things down.
That's what's
so great about our phones.
The phones.
Yeah.
You know, we tell kids, you know, they don't want to use agendas.
Right.
You know, we built agendas into education,
mm-hmm.
K-12 education. Do you have an agenda? I don't need an agenda. I can remember all that stuff. You can't remember all that stuff.
Yeah.
Take a picture of it.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
The assignments are written on the board. Take your phone out. Take a picture of it. You don't even have to write it down.
Okay? Right.
I'm sure you've had the experience of saying, I won't forget this.
Yeah.
only to forget it.
Like a couple minutes later.
Right. So, yeah. So I don't even try anymore.
I have had times where I'm like, I remember I need to look at that when I get in my office. And then as soon as I go sit down in my office and I see an email that I've been waiting for, okay. Mm-hmm. I read that email and I think, oh, wait, what did I come back in here for?
Exactly.
Oh, I missed it. Right.
So we... How many times do you have to make that mistake?
Yeah.
You know, and we've exactly. all made it. Yeah. And so, okay, give up, give in, start writing it down. You have notes on your phones, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Or, mm-hmm. you know, different phones call them different things, but you can take notes on your phone.
Yeah.
It's always there. Or you can take photos.
Yeah. Yeah. I always have little note cards on my desk so I can write down things I need to do.
Write it down.
Number three, they don't slouch. Sit up.
Snap to attention.
Now, that is, there's some research, some pretty good research.
Yeah.
Some research that has been challenged,
mm-hmm.
but yet research that has still kind of held to be right. pretty true that, you know, when you present yourself with an air of confidence,
right.
you know, by being straight and, mm-hmm. and then you behave accordingly.
That's right.
You know, you're going to behave the way that you present. So if mm-hmm. you're slouched and you're
right.
mousy, then you're going to behave. You're going to respond to others.
You know, there was a reason why our great grandparents and great grandparents said sit up straight.
Right.
Okay? Because if you don't, you're crushing your lungs,
mm-hmm.
so you're not going to get enough oxygen. Okay.
Right.
And you're just going to be lethargic. You're mm-hmm. going to be more lethargic. You have less oxygen. And if you sit up straight, it brings you to attention. Okay. Your attention's going to increase.
Yeah.
Your energy level yeah. will increase. Because physiologically, that's what our body should be doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, number four, this is gonna hit some people. They don't binge. Now, that we're not talking about binge eating. We're talking about any kind of binging.
Binge anything.
Binge watching.
Right.
Binge watching.
Because that has become a favorite activity.
That has become a very popular. I have met people who have watched entire seasons, multiple seasons of mm-hmm. programs mm-hmm. over the course of a weekend. And, you know, some of those seasons are 22 episodes long, and each one's 45 minutes.
So it's 22 hours of investment.
Wow.
Right?
That's a lot of time.
And what's wrong with binging? It's everything else that you're giving up.
You're missing
if you're
stuff.
Binging in one activity, mm-hmm. you're giving other things up.
Right.
And that you shouldn't do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So don't, these folks don't binge.
Right.
All right? Number five, they don't break promises. Now, the implied or potentially implied point to there is they don't make promises they're not going to keep.
Right.
You know, don't say you're going to do something if you're not going to do it.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. But if you say you're going to do it,
don't,
you better do it.
Yeah, don't overcommit.
Right.
You know, conscientious people don't overcommit. They know
right.
what their limitations are. I've been guilty of that a lot. You know,
mm-hmm.
say, yeah, I'll be happy to do that, thinking, oh, that'll be easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get 10 easy things, then suddenly you have a lot of work to do.
And if you don't write it down... And you forget about it.
Right.
So
don't overcommit.
Right. Okay?
But when you do make a commitment, keep the commitment.
Keep that commitment.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Number six, they don't quit.
Mm.
That's a big issue, I think, that we're not, many people aren't teaching their kids well
That's
enough.
Right.
That's right. Because we're very willing to allow our kids to drop out of things and to quit
mm-hmm.
things very early in the process. And,
right.
and so when a commitment is made, a commitment has to be met.
Mm-hmm.
You may dislike it. It may be a lot more problematic than you hoped
right.
it would be. Maybe a lot less enjoyable than you
mm-hmm.
hoped it would be. But if you start it, you need to finish it.
That's right. And I like when parents come in and say, well, if you're going to play, you have to finish the season. Or
right.
if you're going to pick up an instrument, you have to do it at least 6 months or 5 months.
Right.
So you know going in
yeah.
that I don't like this anymore. Because most things worth doing are hard.
Right.
You know, at some point it becomes difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point where most kids drop out and say, oh, this is
right.
just too much work.
Right.
No, that's the time that you have to push through.
Yeah. And number seven is they don't ignore problems.
Right.
You know, I like the idea of meeting a problem head on, taking it on, and
right.
finding a solution.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that we work really hard here with our patients to take that kind of approach. Let's figure out what the problem is and figure out how to solve that problem.
Right.
Now, in the process, we might find other problems that we
mm-hmm.
need to deal with, but that's okay. Because otherwise, we wouldn't have found those problems.
Yeah, most problems don't just go away.
Right.
They turn into something else, usually
exactly.
worse
mm-hmm.
than when you started. So if you're confronting anything,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and deal with it.
Right.
Get it finished. Don't quit. you know. Yeah. But deal with the problem, because otherwise it's probably going to get worse.
Absolutely. So, all right.
I'm thinking of that water line that broke in my house.
Yeah.
I found out a couple days later that it had been leaking, and nobody told me about it.
Well,
we didn't address the problem.
Yeah.
When it was manageable.
That's because everybody wanted me to come over to your house at
on a Sunday morning. At
on a
four
Sunday
o'clock.
Morning at 4 o'clock in the morning,
right.
to wet vac.
That's what a nightmare. Yeah. And that problem should have been solved probably
right.
3 or 4 days ahead of time. Gabby let that cat out of the bag later. She said, "Yeah, Mom said just put a towel down," and then it blew up. So. Yes,
in the mouth
take
of
it
babes.
From, take it from those who know.
So, all right. So,
I like this.
Seven.
As I say, I sent this to my kids. Take a look at this. I used it with a young man this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's useful. It's good, and it's a really good reminder.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. So, all right. Well, that is it for today.
Mm-hmm.
So, until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, forget to be afraid.